It's 88.9 FM, KUCI, in Irvine, where, for this next hour of programming, the opinions and views expressed herein are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. We're jumping in to talk animals, and you'll know what I mean in a sec, but strap yourself in. Here we go. It's KUCI.
I want to swing. I wanna dance
without pussycat.
I wanna slide
without pussycat.
I wanna jump
without pussycat.
I wanna swing without pussycat. Grab her by the tail or by the whiskers, pull her close to try to kiss her. You bought it.
How about them apples? That's Jumpin' Music from the Atomic Fireballs with a song called Swing, Sweet Pussycat. As we ease into today's edition of Talking Animals on 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine, streaming live on the internet at KUCI.org. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. Right off the bat, I'd like to tell you that for the next hour, you can reach us directly by phone at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI, KUCI. And I absolutely urge you to use that number and call us at any point in the show. Don't be shy. I'm telling you, we love to get calls. Otherwise, we get a bit lonely here at the KUCI studios. Besides, it's the holiday. Maybe you're around in a time you otherwise can't normally listen. So call up, say hey, ask a question. Let's talk animals, whatever. Other ways to be in touch, of course, include emailing us at talkinganimals@AOL.com and checking out our wonderful website at talkinganimals.net. Yes, here it comes, Serena. Again, that's .net, folks. Also, before we move on, I want to thank Serena Sharp for another provocative edition of the Serena Sharp Show. Meanwhile, here at Talking Animals, primarily we strive to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your calls, from assorted other sources. But we're also here each week to celebrate animals, really, through music, comedy, and other means. It's been about 7 months since we launched Talking Animals, and we've been enormously fortunate during that time to have a long string of terrific guests, including Dr. Sophia Yin, a veterinarian who's done pioneering research on dog barks and what they mean, Ian Anderson, the singer-songwriter, flute player behind rock band Jethro Tull, and something of an animal advocate and expert, Dan Matthews, who is vice president of communications at PETA, is the chief strategist of all those high-profile campaigns of that organization. We also had a freewheeling chat with Meryl Marco, the Emmy-winning television writer, author, and creator of Stupid Pet Tricks on The Letterman Show nearly 25 years ago. Not only are all those interviews archived on our nifty website at www.talkinganimals.net, but our string of exceptional guests continues today when we speak with Steve Brooks, a dog trainer who's trained upwards of 1,000 dogs and, more to the point for our purposes today, lives with a dog, Sven, who's released a CD. You heard me. That's right. Sven sings and plays all the instruments except drums, which Steve plays. I kid you not. I'm serious. So we'll hear all about how Sven makes music and a few excerpts from the CD called Canine Fusion, Who Really Loves You, when Steve joins us live on the phone a bit later in the program. So meanwhile, on Talking Animals, it's time for our weekly look at items of interest in animal news, and I want to remind you of the phone number to join us on the show with your own comments and questions about animals, not only this week's animal news items, but any other animal topic you'd care to discuss, announcements, observations, and of course any stories you might have spotted that you think should bring to our attention. So all of that would be most welcome at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI. KUCI. So, turning now to interesting or important developments recently in animal news. Typically, these are local, regional, national, sometimes international animal stories of note that seem important to spotlight, and with any luck, to get your comments on and discuss. We also try to include a few announcements of upcoming events or activities that you may want to pencil in on your calendar. So, that said, let's talk turkey, as it were. And again, starting off as I typically do, talking about tiger rescue, and I don't think you can mention this too much, and again, with the holiday, happy Martin Luther King Day, by the way, maybe a few different folks are able to listen that don't always get a chance to, so maybe we'll drum up a few volunteers the way. So basically, tiger rescue is a facility out in Colton, California. It's been in the news off and on for the last several months. There was a so-called sanctuary there, and sanctuary is very much in quotes in this usage, where retired tigers and other big cats and some other animals as well lived, retired apparently largely from TV and film work and other performance work. Anyway, it's a very long, complicated story with legal implications, which we'll get to in a moment, but the short version is that the sanctuary facility itself was really neglected for some time, as it turns out, and not unrelated to that, the animals there were neglected. So the proprietor is now facing serious criminal charges. The trial's been proposed a number of times, but I think still this month it's finally scheduled to get underway. But the upshot is that animals, most of them at least, still are living at Tiger Rescue in Colton. And so an amazing man named Chuck Tracy has stepped up in every sense of that phrase from his own, leaving behind kind of his own animal facility called the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Ramona, California, down by San Diego, to kind of look after the day-to-day operation of Tiger Rescue till these animals, the rest of them, can be relocated. There's still probably about 30 or some odd big cats there and other animals as well. So basically, an ongoing and ever-rotating battalion of volunteers looks after the care of these animals under Chuck's supervision. Been out there a couple times. A lot of people I know have been out there at least a few times. People come from all over Southern California and really Northern California at this point. And really what you do is you help clean up the enclosures, water down the animals, clean their water tanks and food bowls. Then you feed them at the later part of the day. Do anything else you can to make these animals happier and have, more content. They've just been doing so much better since Chuck and all these volunteers took over. But anyways, this is all by way of saying maybe sometime you'd like to go out and help out. It's an amazing experience. I mean, seriously, it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I can assure you. So if you can go out on a weekend, that's great. A weekday, obviously, so much the better, just because it's harder for them to sometimes find volunteers. Anyways, if it sounds at all of interest, please email us at talkinganimals@aol.com, and we'll hook you up with the people who coordinate that. Meanwhile, one of the things that's going to be necessary before these animals do get relocated is there is at least one overall sanctuary who can take most of them, but what they don't have even there are enclosures for the cats. So that has to be, of course, squared away before they could be relocated. So we're trying to get some fundraising going in that direction. So maybe you could cut a little check and mark it Save the Tigers. Send it to the Fund for Animals, Attention Save the Tigers, 200 West 57th Street, New York, New York, 10019. And again, you can check with us at talkinganimals@aol.com if you didn't catch that address. Closer to home, but with a similar effort in mind, there's some really amazing tiger rescue calendars that you can get your hands on for a mere $10. And again, all that money goes to help the tigers and other animals there. So, still not that deep into the 2004. It's still a good time to get a calendar, isn't it? Right, okay. So, in that case, you could send $10, and that covers the calendar and the postage, etc., to Cindy Tracy, wife, not coincidentally, of Chuck Tracy. It's T-R-A-I-S-I. And send that to the Fund for Animals Wildlife Center, 18740 Highland Valley Road. That's Ramona, California, 92065. So that's the Tiger Rescue report for the moment. It's an interesting story yesterday that front page of the LA Times, in fact, about sort of some interesting crossroads in the Sierra Club's future. I'll just read a bit of it to you, but I would definitely recommend tracking it down either if you still have it laying around or online if you don't have access to it that way. It starts off, an unusual alliance of anti-immigration advocates and animal rights activists is attempting to take over the leadership of the Sierra Club, America's oldest national environmental group, and what is emerging as a bitter fight over the future of the 112-year-old organization founded by Scottish immigrant John Muir. Leaders of a faction that failed to persuade the club to take a stand against immigration in 1998 are seeking to win majority control of the group's 15-member governing board in a spring election, this time as part of a broader coalition that includes vegetarians, want the club to denounce hunting, fishing, and raising animals for human consumption. In response, 11 former Sierra Club presidents have written a letter expressing, quote, extreme concern for the continuing viability of the club, close quote, protesting what they see as a concerted effort by outside organizations to hijack the mainstream conservationist group and its $95 million annual budget. So, any thoughts on that you might have about the Sierra Club then, now, in the future? Or the LA Times article, if you did see it, 949-824-5824-949-UCI-KUCI. And got a few nice things here from the Orange County People for Animals' latest email alert. I just read a few of these to you. Spago Restaurant, now this is the one in Chicago, has decided to remove all veal items from its menu due to consumer concerns about the cruel veal industry. So that's pretty notable. Also, for the first time, Victoria's Secret's recent holiday catalog did not feature any fur or fur-trimmed items. And Ross Stores recently announced it will no longer sell fur coats, so that's inroads of sorts. Also, on a larger lawmaking front, President Bush recently signed the Captive Wildlife Safety Act into law, prohibiting the interstate and foreign commerce of dangerous exotic animals, including lions, tigers, leopards, cheetahs, jaguars, and cougars as pets. Again, progress. And kind of a notable story, and yet with a local emphasis that I wanted to bring your attention, Julie Mescal, an Orange County mother of two, an activist opposed to rodeos, was arrested October 10, 2003, while peacefully handing out literature at the annual Industry Hills Rodeo. This arrest is just the latest incident in a long history of harassment and intimidation by the City of Industry. Let's pause now. We'll get a little more music under the blabbing. And intimidation by the City of Industry, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and the rodeo interest. So the OCP is urging us to email or fax the district attorney assigned to this case and urge her to drop these charges against Julie Mescal, who was exercising her right to free speech. So if you send something to Ms. Donna Hollingsworth, district attorney, West Covina Superior Court, 1427 West Covina Parkway, West Covina, California, 91790. You can or email Ms. Hollingsworth at dhollingsworth@da.co.la.ca.us. I know, lots of dots, lots of stuff. But you can call us at 949-824-5824. Double check that info or email us at talkinganimals@AOL.com. And lastly, I think from the OCPA newsletter for today, The U.S. Postal Service is currently considering a pro-trapping postage stamp. And regretfully, they say here, the USPS apparently decided not to reproduce the popular spay-neuter stamp. So they're asking that you contact the National Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee and ask them not to promote animal cruelty, but to instead continue the production and distribution of the popular and educational spay-neuter stamps. You can do that by writing Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee, Stamp Development, U.S. Postal Service, 475 L'Enfant, Plaza Southwest, room 5670, Washington, D.C., 20260. And that's it. Now, we're sort of midway or more than midway through the news. So at this point, which is something we started a couple months back, we have a quick, instant, one-question quiz. It's true, false, but if you get the answer correct, you win a prize. Yep, we're big on prizes here at Talking Animals. So, true or false, call in if you know the answer. The first one that calls in gets a prize. Not everybody. But it's 949-824-5824. Okay, here's your question. A robin has almost 3,000 feathers. True or false? Call us up. 949-824-5824. Well, we got somebody calling. Let's see. KUCI? KUCI, you're on the air.
Is Roland?
No, actually, he finished his show about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, all thanks. Right. All right, well, I guess they didn't know the answer to that, but we aim to please here at the Talking Animals. So, I think we're going to actually jettison the rest of our news because we want to get Steve Brooks on the line and we still have the comedy corner to get to. So we'll save the other stuff for next time. So anyway, I want to remind you, perhaps redundantly so, about the Talking Animals website. We hope you'll check it out at www.talkinganimals.net. That's .net. And please join the emailing list if you can. Sign up for that so we can keep you posted on upcoming guests and other announcements. You'll find archives and synopses of the shows, assorted photographs and articles, all kinds of links, other audio pieces and more. So please stop by and take a look around the site. Again, it's talkinganimals.net. It's time now to step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which is always, of course, animal-oriented. But today's a little different by virtue of an animal providing the comedy. That's right. It's Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, folks, who, as you may know, is not only an acerbic commentator on various pop culture figures, but is also quite the canine Casanova. Put it another way, he really gets around, as suggested by the call he receives here. This is a piece called Call from Triumph's Son on KUCI.
Hello? Yes. Son, yes. How are you, Spike? I'm sorry. Luther. Yes, I knew that. Oh, your mom died. Yes. Oh, that's very sad. Yes. I'm sorry. You know, just refresh me. Which one was your mom? She was a Pomeranian. Okay. Which one? She was brown and white. I'm sorry, more specific. A white spot on the left eye. Sorry, more specific. She had three legs. Okay. More specific, please. She could pee standing up. Didn't squat. Oh, yes, yes, I remember her, yes. She died. Oh, that's a loss for all of us, yes. That's sad, yes. How old was she? That's right, yes, she was experienced. Yes. There's going to be a burial, good. So she's not going to be stuffed one last time, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, you're the wrong person for that joke, okay. Well, anyway, I'm not going to be able to make it. I have a show that night. Oh, no, I know you haven't told me the date. I just assumed you're burying her right away, yes? She's Jewish? Sorry. So, she's in a better place, yes, and... Look, I really have to go. Stay in school and don't eat chocolate. What is it? You've written a script? You want me to look at it? Sure. Oh, I'm losing you. No, I'd be happy to. I'm going into a tunnel.
All right, that's Triumph the Insult Comet Dog with a piece called...
Hello? Yes.
All right, that's the beauty of that repeat function, isn't it? Okay. Anyway, with a piece called A Call from Triumph's Son, taken from his CD, Come Poop With Me, the Comedy Corner is a signature feature of Talking Animals. I'm Duncan Strauss, and you're listening to Talking Animals on KUCI 88.9 FM. And before we proceed, I'm obliged to remind you that the opinions and views expressed on Talking Animals are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. But also time for now for our guest, Steve Brooks. Earlier in the show, I mentioned that Steve is a dog trainer who's trained upwards of 1,000 dogs. And on a very related note, he lives with the dog, Sven, who's released a CD called Canine Fusion, Who Really Loves You, on which Sven sings and plays all the instruments except drums, which Steve plays. So we'll hear all about that and hear bits of the CD as we welcome Steve Brooks to Talking Animals.
Hello.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good. Welcome to Talking Animals.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. So, I certainly want to delve in all aspects of Sven and the CD, of course. But first, for a bit of context, let's find out a bit about your life with animals. I mean, did you grow up with animals, and what's your kind of history?
Basically, I just grew up with two dogs. Just never thought I'd be a dog trainer. I was actually a musician. I was played drums for most of my adult life, and I took a day job as a vet tech. And started working in kennels and boarding facilities, and slowly it turned into a dog training career, as well as a drumming career.
Oh, wow. And how many how many animals currently live with you beyond Sven, or is it just you and Sven at this point?
Well, Sven is my only dog, but I train dogs, and I take them in kennel training and some boarding for clients, so I always have a house full with me.
But I'm sure.
Yeah, it varies.
And how, more specifically, I mean, how did you kind of wander into dog training? I mean, especially, you know, drumming, et cetera, that isn't necessarily the path that many
take. Well, it actually is. I grew up here in L.A., moved to Nashville to play some music, and the first day I was there, I saw Sven thrown from a moving car.
Ooh.
And I took him right to the vet, and he couldn't walk for about a week. He was very aggressive. I had dozens of vets told me to put him to sleep, doctors that I worked for being aggressive, and I hung on to him, but Sven lived on the road with my band. He lived in a soundproof doghouse. He lived in lofts and warehouses, and he just grew up in the music scene. And many years later, I taught him to play piano, bass, and guitar, and hone in his vocals that was just, you know, growling, and turned it into actually real words. If I play with his throat, I can get him to sing some real human English, which you could hear on the CD.
Right. No, absolutely. Well, okay, we sort of jumped quite ahead here, but we'll go ahead then, I guess, and I was going to really get a little bit more into training, but we'll get into the Sven thing now. So underneath this here, we're going to hear a little bit of the CD. This is the title track, in fact, Who Really Loves You. But so how exactly, kind of just walk us through a little more slowly, if you could, Steve, how, you know, Sven and you really got into the music thing. I mean, when did he first start doing something with music, or did you really just kind of foster that from the get-go? Or?
Well, you know, some dogs guard their food bowl or their bones. Sven seemed to guard our equipment. Yeah, so we couldn't walk by the guitar or the piano without him showing his teeth. So after years of trying to get rid of this bizarre behavior, I just honed it into a trick and just put it on cue and taught him, you know, to play with his feet. He also plays with his nose. He also plays with his teeth like Jimi Hendrix. But, I basically just... you know, took his skills and just, it's really, basically, it's just that we're in tune, no pun intended, but we're in tune. He knows what I like. I know what he likes. We've been together 11 years now.
Right.
And just kind of honed in the musical skills. Like some dogs turn off buttons, turn off, light switches and get somebody's socks. I just kind of honed it in to go to the piano and touch things with his nose and then got him to pound on it. He does a full body roll as well. He rolls over the keys. And,
yeah, no, certainly seeing him in action on the little video piece that accompanies the CD, I mean, he definitely seems to get into it. He's a passionate musician, if nothing else. Yeah,
there is a QuickTime video on the CD, so you could put it in the computer and watch an 8-minute documentary on how it was recorded and see Sven in action. There is other dogs on the CD as well.
Sure.
But Sven's
the main hound. Yeah. And then how about the singing part? Is that just a natural outgrowth of your training him to say I love you, or how did you foster that?
Well, again, the growling was the first day I brought him home from the vet after he was thrown out of a car. He was like Jekyll Hyde. He'd cuddle and then he'd start growling and cuddle and he'd growl. And for years I just tried to get rid of it, did all the wrong things. So one day I realized I just need to go with it and accept it, and I kind of liked it, so I turned it on cue and made a trick out of it, and I pretty much can get him to say I love you on cue. The other words aren't on cue, but I could kind of play it with his throat, get him, you know, tickle his tummy, and he says, who really loves you? I love the guy. I know it sounds twisted, and that might sound like a nut, but you'll hear it when you hear the CD. These are real words. There's very little manipulation, a lot of editing.
Yeah.
But it's really his voice, and it's really other dog noises as well. There's yawns that may sound like guitar, and cries, and grunts, and snorts, and sneezes. And Sven plays the real guitar, the real bass, the real piano, as well as his real voice. And then other dog noises accompany that. And then the drums are the only human element, is the drum set, which I play.
Right. And by the way, what kind of dog is Sven?
Sven is anybody's guess. He's just a medium-sized, compact, mixed-breed love dog, again, thrown out in Hank Williams' farm out of a car window, and nobody knows what he is.
So this happened at Hank's. He was thrown out of a car. I mean, that's awful enough. I mean, is that's literally when you first encountered him?
Yeah. It was out in front of Hank Williams' farm on a dirt road. I had just moved out there with this producer to play some music, and these little girls had just saw him tossed. He couldn't walk. I got there. I picked him up off the ground and took him to the vet and had him for 11 years now. And
well, so maybe he had a bit of a musical bent anyway, but I mean, the first part of his story sounds awful, but being at Hank, was it just coincidental that it was at Hank Williams' farm?
Yeah. Well, basically, this producer that I moved out there with was renting their Hank Williams' house.
I see.
And I was in the guest house, and there was a dirt road out front, and so I went there with the a music producer. And that was my last music job as far as day jobs go. Then I started working in vets the second I got Sven, just so I could pretty much take him to work with me, and started just working in the dog business for 11 years now.
And so I can only imagine when you first hooked up with Sven, if he had been thrown out of a car, who knows what happened before that, he must have been extremely sort of damaged, wounded, aggressive. I mean, what was he like then? What was that like then?
He was just mistrusting of people, mm-hmm. Like Jekyll Hyde. He was really confused. He was vocal, but it wasn't always a bad vocal. He was just vocal, like he was trying to communicate, but it was a little scary. And when I didn't know much back then, I did the wrong thing and tried to, get it out of him the wrong way, and until I just went with it. But you couldn't grab him, you couldn't pick him up, you couldn't bathe him, you couldn't take a food bowl or a bone. He'd get possessive over equipment, guitars.
Wow.
He was a little monster, and he still is just completely unexaminable at the vet. If you try to draw blood, cut his nails, he will tear into you. But
wow.
11 years later, I know it sounds, but he's come a long way. He wouldn't be around if I didn't have
absolutely
him.
So basically, if I'm following you here, Steve, then sort of by way of trying to help and rescue Sven, that sort of put you on sort of a path to become a self-taught dog trainer of sorts.
Yeah, I just started working for other trainers and studying and going to conferences and workshops, and
sure.
Now there's a certification for pet dog trainers with the Association of Pet Dog Trainers, and I became certified about a year ago, and I'm here in L.A., Los Angeles, Silver Lake area, and my company's Canine U Dog Training.
Right, and we want to mention, which we'll mention a couple other times too, that to find out about that aspect of what you do, as well as about the CD, the website is www.canineu, the letter K, the number 9, and then the letter U, .net. And so also, Steve, I want to get a little bit more into the CD, but if anyone, would you be willing if someone called in with a basic dog training question to take a call or two while we're on the air here?
That'd be fine.
Okay, so if you have a question for Steve Brooks, a dog training related question, it's 949-824-5824, 949-UCI, KUCI. So Steve, I mean, once you got Sven playing music, which is no small thing to begin with, I mean, it's still a bit of a leap to think, hey, maybe we'll make a CD. I mean, how did that process unfold?
Well, my last band lasted about 5 years, and it was a bitter breakup with a very egotistical, controlling guitar player, prima donna type person. Which
wow.
I just got tired of playing with people.
Not so fond of him. I'm starting to get. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Got tired of playing with human beings, and took a break from the band, and actually took a break from the drums for about 2 years. And little by little, I just decided to play with my dog. It was in my head for a long time, and I finally found an engineer to help me with it, and just kind of put it together in a hurry. We did the whole thing in about a week.
Really?
Even
without
a budget, and if I had time, it took about a year, but it was actually about 7 days out of the year.
Wow, because just the editing alone would have seemed to be, would involve more time.
Yeah, if I would have had a budget and a proper studio, it would even be better, but I'm still happy with it.
Well, good. Well, let's hear a little bit more even as we continue talking here. This is another track from Who Really Loves You, Canine Fusion, by Steve Brooks, and more to the point, I suppose, by Sven. So where is the CD and or Sven, playing music been featured? If I'm not mistaken, I know he's been on Dr. Demento.
Yeah, he's been on Dr. Demento. Last night, he performed live on Channel 9.
At the telethon?
The pet telethon.
Oh, great.
And barked a little bit and embarrassed me, but he still played the piano okay. He just played for General Wesley Clark's campaign about a month ago in Santa Monica for a fundraiser.
Oh, really?
He was
wow.
Live entertainment.
Cool.
You could see him on National Geographic's Dogs with Jobs on the January 28th. I'm not sure of the time. It aired on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. It's going to repeat on the 28th. And, Animal Planet, a lot of local news, Fido Friendly Magazine, Bark Magazine.
Wow.
And
He's ubiquitous then, man. And he's a Wesley Clark man also, it sounds like.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Well, that's cool.
And, I mean, they were, you know, anyway. So, yeah, he played for that. And he's getting a bit older. He's 11. And he's just about retired right now due to some health problems.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry to hear that. But how about you yourself? Do you imagine kind of in a circuitous path wandering back onto making music yourself, not necessarily with Sven?
Actually, that's just happening
within
the last couple months.
Oh, wow.
It's funny that you said that because I took about a four-year break, and I just started playing with people, and it's kind of a weird circle that life takes. Sven has a cirrhosis of the liver and a tumor, and spend $500 a month on medicine.
Wow.
And a year ago, a bunch of vets told me if he makes it a year, it will be extremely lucky. He's made it a year and a couple weeks, more than a year, and he's still hanging with me. But I know that all too soon, you know, the music will live on forever.
Yeah.
And he won't. And I think it's just kind of inspired me to, well, for whatever reason, answer your question, yes, I'm playing again.
Okay. All right, and we've got another track here with Sven doing the bass line, if I'm not mistaken, right? This is Dirty Dog Love, right?
Yeah, he wrote this bass line in two parts, and I just pieced it together, and then it's a duet with another dog named Legale. There's some grunting and groaning. Not too many real words in this song, but just moans and groans.
But it's a nice bass line, especially as dog bass lines go. I think it's really good, yeah. So Steve, okay, well, any sort of just general kind of training thoughts or anything else? We're probably just around nearing the end of our time here on Talking Animals, but anything else either about the CD, about Sven, about your training services that you offer that you want to let our listeners know?
Yeah, Canine U Dog Training is in Los Angeles, and I basically specialize in real-life manners. I think you should be able to walk your dog in the public with hot coffee in your hand and on a loose leash, have them, you know, stay where you can relax, walk out of the room, come when called, stop when you say no, and just build a better relationship with your pet. So it's basically about teaching a better relationship, teaching the owners how to read the dog, communicate, use their facial expressions and body language, and all positive, fun, creative training. And also I deal with a lot of behavior problems such as Sven and aggression and fear and different types, you know, from potty training puppies to more serious aggression cases. And I do a lot of tricks for fun just with, you know, certain dogs. And so I'm in Silver Lake. It's caninu.net. And the CD, you can find the CD, which is at Amoeba Records on Sunset. It's at TowerRecords.com, CDBaby.com, a variety of local pet stores in L.A., and also on my website, www.caninu.net.
Cool. Well, Steve, I think I was going to say at least some, if not all those things, by way of wrapping up.
You could repeat it if you want.
Yeah, no, but that's great. But, yeah, again, thanks, Steve. This is Steve Brooks. Dog trainer and companion to Sven, and the CD again is Canine Fusion, Who Really Loves You, and for information about that and Steve's dog training and other things, you can go to www.k9u, the letter K, the number 9, and the letter U.net, and Steve, thanks again for joining us on Talking Animals. Good luck to you. Good luck to Sven.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, thanks to Steve for joining us today on Talk Animals. Of course, we heard about two or three tracks there from the CD while we were talking, Who Really Loves You, Canine Fusion. So, you know, we like to mix it up here at Talk Animals. So in that same vein, it does seem like a good time to hear an animal song and of a different sort. So I say let's... Let's hear something from Lyle Lovett, and not coincidentally, this is Big Dog on KUCI.
Ain't no big dog coming to bite you. Ain't no bad man coming to bite you. Just rest easy, we'll be home soon. You'll be sleeping in your own room. Don't you worry, little one. Don't you worry, little one. everything is gonna be alright in the morning light. Mama loves you, Daddy does too. Grandma wants you after school too. You just be cool and rest easy, 'cause you're the king, all that you see. So don't you worry, little one. Don't you worry, little one. Everything is gonna be alright in the morning, man. When you're sleeping, what do you see? Must be angels smiling at me. What did I do to deserve you? There wasn't nothing as far as I knew. I'd go faster in the pasture, but in the tumble, if they low goes, 30's fine, no, 31 is a crime and they don't have a gun. Don't you worry, little. fits with your shoe. Kill it with your shoe. If your heart is sad, if your heart is sad, this is your new home. This is your new home. This is your new home. This is your new home.
That was Frank Black and the Catholics with Dog in the Sand. We also heard Lyle Lovett with Big Dog from My Baby Don't Tolerate. And it's Talking Animals on 88.9 FM KUCI. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm going to actually sort of jump back to a news item, or maybe two even, that we didn't get to earlier because we wanted to get Steve Brooks on the phone. But especially in light of the mountain lion news of recently with the attacks locally, just wanted to call attention to a study that just was released. Read you a little bit about it, the coverage of it in the LA Times. Mountain lions hide near wilderness trails closer to humans than previously thought, but are seldom seen by bikers or hikers, according to a three-year study by wildlife biologists. You can be very close to a lion and not know it, said Walter Boyce, a UC Davis professor who directed the study, which will be released Tuesday. Scientists from the UC Davis Wildlife Health Center studied 20 mountain lions and their contacts with people at Cuyamaca Rancho State Park in San Diego County and the surrounding areas, part of a study that ended December 31st. 15 of the animals were anesthetized and equipped with radio collars that tracked their movements. Researchers were able to locate mountain lions in their dens, kill sites, and food caches, providing a rare look into their lives in the wild. Boyce said it was the most extensive cougar study ever done in the nation. The report found the cougars typically conceal themselves in dense vegetation 100 to 300 meters from a trail while resting during the day and moving closer the late afternoon when there is a good chance people are around. So the animals begin hunting about dusk and continue looking for food in the early dawn. Quote, people and lions tend to have opposite activity periods, decreasing the likelihood they will run into each other, said Boyce. If lions wanted to encounter people more frequently, we would expect to find them closer to trails and roads during the day. While cougars try to avoid people, Boyce said, humans are most at risk during those times when cougars are hunting, Boyce said. But the study's conclusions do not fit with the time of day that a mountain lion attacked Mark Reynolds, who was killed January 8th at Whiting Ranch Wilderness Park in Orange County here. Law enforcement authorities said he was repairing the broken chain on his mountain bike about noon when a 110-pound male mountain lion pounced on him. Officials said a crouching Reynolds appeared as a four-legged prey to the puma. Boyce said Reynolds' death shows how little researchers really know about why lions attack humans, despite the study's findings that people are more at risk from dusk to dawn. Unfortunately, there is no common denominator to explain attacks against humans, he said. We can't say why the lion identified the person as a prey. So there'll be more details when that study is released tomorrow. Should be interesting reading. And lastly, I want to mention the animal rescue site That is a website that you can go to every day. It's www.theanimalrescuesite.com. And you just simply click on Feed an Animal in Need. And because of an arrangement with the corporate sponsors and advertisers on that site, that does indeed release funds to feed animals and help look after them at various rescue facilities that help animals of all kinds. So that's theanimalrescuesite.com. And now I think it's time to play Name That Animal Tune. It's pretty much remarkable, like any other version of Name That Tune you'd care to mention. Let's see here. Sorry. Thought I had it all squared away, and yet I did not. So anyway, it's like any other game of Name That Tune, except these are always animal related, usually by just by virtue of the title, one or more animals being part of the title, but occasionally it's a bit more indirect than that, like today's selection. Hint of some kind? Either way, like most renditions of the game, it can only provide a brief snippet of the tune in question for a number of reasons, not least that, while of course the game game hinges on a song being recognizable, we also don't want to stray too far for too long from the KUCI music policy. So with that preamble behind us, but noting there's always a prize, that's right, a prize for the first caller who correctly identifies the song and artist, let's get going. It's 949-824-5824, 949-UCI, KUCI. See if you can name this animal tune. Anybody? Can anybody name that animal too? All right. Well, if you do, 949-824-5824-949-UCI-KUCI. Meanwhile, I'm Duncan Strauss. We've just about reached the end of this week's edition of Talking Animals, so I want to remind you that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. I want to thank again our guest, Steve Brooks. The CD is Canine Fusion, Who Really Loves You? And you can find out more about it and the dog training he offers by going to his website at K9U.net. The letter K, the number 9, the letter U.net. I also want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next Monday on Talking Animals, when we'll feature a fascinating but as yet unbooked guest from some province of the animal world. So join us then next Monday, January 26th, on Talking Animals. By the way, other great public affairs shows on KUCI include just today alone, the Serena Sharp Show, which of course precedes Talking Animals. Then at 5 p.m. we offer Counterspin, the wonderful syndicated feature, followed at 5:30 by Planetary Radio with Matt Kaplan. And that's just Monday, folks. There's a great public affairs programming and talk shows like that virtually each weekday here at KUCI, 8 to 9 and 9 to 10 in the morning, then again from 5 to 6 in the afternoon. On the music side of the KUCI schedule, I also host a show called The Dead Air Zone, Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. So when you have a chance, please check that out. And again, I want to urge you to check out our nifty website, talkinganimals.net. When you get there, please sign up for our email list so we can alert you to guest bookings and other events. We've got some cool guests on the horizon that we'll hopefully firm up this week. And I also encourage you to email me with comments, guest suggestions, ideas about show topics, songs, comedy bits, news stories, anything else you'd like to pass along at talkinganimals@aol.com. I really look forward to hearing from you. It's also important that you stay tuned for Jeff Scott and the Blues Disease, a great, great show he does, coming right up here on KUCI. And as always, we're going to close things out with an animal-related tune. In fact, this is a double winner of sorts. It's a band called Minus the Bear, that's one thing, with a song called Monkey Knife Fight. That's another thing. Anyway, again, we urge you to catch the Blues Disease, which will be infecting you momentarily. This is 88.9 FM, KUCI in Irvine. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks for listening. Be kind to animals, be kind to others, be kind to yourself, and we'll catch you next week on Talking Animals.